Damn, guys. We're like goosebumps slow clap back here. That was awesome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
It was such a joy to have you today. And wow, that was a great song. I can't wait to see what you guys do. I'm curious though. Most of your band's graduating, right? Do you have plans to keep playing?
A lot of us are still going to be in the Boston area, so we're going to try to keep it rocking.
We're
going
to try to keep good.
Crossing
going.
Our fingers and toes, we'll make it work.
Yep, yeah. It's awesome. And then once you have like a regular 9-to-5 and you have your life back a little bit, you can do even more music.
Yeah, that's hopefully. The hope. We'll
that's see. At least where I am at.
Yeah, I so feel that.
I'm like, set me free. Please release me.
You know, the like constant running from one thing to the next.
Yeah,
like,
literally.
Oh, yeah, my life will be so different.
Well, everybody... Here was a wonderful sneak peek for next week's kick-ass Spring Fling set that's about to happen. I'm like, I don't even know who else is playing Spring Fling, but I know that you guys are.
Like, pull up to the opener, everybody.
Yeah. Opener or headliner, what?
The most important group that's playing is Sunny Days. So, everybody should follow these guys on Instagram so we can keep up with what you guys are doing. And I'm really wishing you the best. It's been great to have you. I'm so glad we were able to make it happen, given all of the busyness of this year. And congratulations, guys. You deserve it.
Thank you both so much. It has been such a pleasure to play. And give us a follow at @sunnydays_theband.
Yes, and go see their fun shows. Hopefully there will be more.
There will be plenty more.
Oh, with a Z. Justin wanted me to clarify the spelling. Yes,
Sunny Days.
Please.
Yes.
And thank you guys just so much. This was a blast. So
thank you. Have a great weekend. We're a couple minutes over, so I'm going to go ahead and say this is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Freeform Radio. My name's Amelia. I've got Kim hosting today, Madison taking photos, Chloe in Studio A. We made it happen today. And I hope everybody has a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening. And we out. Woo.
No Saturday was
nice.
The...
Look out the window, someone's looking up. Same face from the restaurant. La 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 la. I like the boots and your turtleneck. Kind of mod, kind of Bolshevik. Circa 1966. La 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 la. He's a Cold War spy.
crazy. Let me take you for a drive.
Let me take you for a drive.
Sexy baby, girl, you drive me crazy. My body comes alive.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Slow.
soothing Zion. I'm in the warrior said, I too have made my way as I rule upon this rod of iron.
To 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Guys, well, it's been a minute.
It has been a minute. What is this episode?
I think five.
Five?
But that's
who cares? We've had a really very different excited group every time.
Yes. Today we were without Jonah Man. Which means you'll have an episode without a lot of Wemby glazing, mm-hmm. which is I'm grateful for. It's very refreshing. So I guess I like starting by introducing ourselves. But I'm Luca.
I'm Xander.
I'm Owen.
And I'm Matthew.
You guys have been listening to Ground Nation and Brain Damage, some dub from the album Dreaming from an Iron Gate, released last year. Some interesting mystery vibes, I think. Very cinematic. And speaking of cinematic, these playoffs finna be a movie.
Good segue. Should we talk about who we think is gonna? Let's just say who we think is gonna win the playoffs.
Ooh.
How about that? Yeah. What if we go there and do that?
Let's go there. Around the horn.
I'm gonna go there, and I'm gonna say I'm gonna set bias aside because I would say the Knicks, but they're not. I think it'll be the Nuggets again. I think this is going to be back-to-back.
I agree with that.
I think we're looking at a repeat.
So boring, though.
It's boring, but
I don't want to say that.
I will say
it's good basketball, and it's unbeatable.
I will say this is...
Respect, though.
This might be the first year where I've been like, I could totally see six different teams somehow doing it. Like, six different teams that, like, look like they're good enough to win.
Who are your six, I guess?
Mavericks.
Well, I don't know if it's like the Nuggets, Clippers.
Like,
I could see the Mavericks. I could see the Mavericks.
Clippers are going to beat the Mavericks in the first round, though. So.
And then, like, I could see the Celtics. In theory, like, I don't think the Celtics or Bucks are going to, but I could
but
see those happening
have to
for
be
sure.
Considered contenders.
Yeah.
And in the same way, I don't think that the Knicks are going to win, but the Knicks have a path to the finals that's not going to be that hard because they're not going to have to play the Celtics until the conference finals, and the Celtics could choke in any of one of the first two rounds because they are known to do that, and they're playing tough teams. So I think there are a lot of teams that could get a Cinderella path finals.
I agree. I mean, I think we have two resident Clippers here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Clippers Mavericks. I think whoever wins that could make a little deep run.
Yeah.
That's going
to
be an
That's a good that's the benefit
series.
Of having a tough series in the first round.
These,
is you're just like ready to go.
Yeah. These Clippers Mavericks series really bring tears to my eyes and
mm-hmm.
tears of joy, tears of sadness, you know. There's
tears
a lot
of
emotions.
Sweat.
I'm sweating while watching, dude.
I'm sweating right now just
I'm sweating thinking about it. There's just so much
I'm crying. Tears of sweat thinking about it.
But I don't know. I think you know, we had a great showing. Like, we had a great showing against the Suns the other day. Our bench put up a fight against the Suns when we obviously weren't trying. I just think that the Clippers are.
What's up with nobody on the Clippers playing on April
10th? We just didn't need to. We got to rest. We're already
nobody played.
We're already stuck. Bro, but look at these. Can we talk about my guy, Bones Highland?
Sean. Yeah. Bones.
37-9-4. And then we got Brandon Boston Jr. with 23-7. These are the youth. Mm-hmm. All right? This is the youth of Clippers basketball. Bones Highland is a really good player.
The youth of our country.
Tucker, the youth of Clippers basketball.
No, P.J. Tucker's he's not the youth.
No.
P.J. Tucker's got 1 foot out the door, but he's
grandpa.
P.J. Tucker should not be on an NBA team.
Oh, that's a hot take.
Hot take.
I don't think that's
a hot
take.
I disagree, but I haven't watched any of his
I think he's done. I don't think he's useful anymore.
Yeah, the only use he has at this point is the refs know him, so they won't call all the fouls that he does in the game. If they called all the fouls, PJ, the same thing kind of with Patrick Beverley, although Patrick Beverley is not the same example because he's still pretty good.
Yeah.
But PJ Tucker is just fouling. He's just out there fouling for 40 minutes every single minute.
Taking fouls off of Paul George.
If you watch him guard Jokic, it's like he's just hitting him and punching him. It's like I could go out there and just punch Jokic. I'm just not as big of a man. It won't do the same damage that it's doing if you're PJ Tucker.
I feel like he can clamp, but I guess you're right. Yeah, he does.
I mean, he's just old. He's lost a step.
He's 38.
Did he ever have a step?
Maybe.
He had impact.
He could. Yeah.
Tried.
He has aura. He's got his own aura.
He does have a little bit of aura.
He does have aura for sure.
Just a little bit.
Thousands of pairs of shoes to talk.
His closet might have a bit more aura than he does on the court.
I think another guy who has a lot of aura.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Amir Coffey.
The Brewmaster? You're talking about the Brewmaster.
Is that his nickname?
So much aura.
That's his nickname.
The Brewmaster.
So good.
I don't know. The Clippers just as a franchise just lack aura in general, though. Like,
what?
You're wrong.
They're somewhat of an auraless franchise.
Russ Westbrook has so much aura.
If you're going to rank the NBA teams by aura, I think the Jazz probably come last.
Jazz? No. Jazz? No.
Maybe the Pelicans. The Pelicans have a shout.
Hornets.
Some auraless franchise.
The Wizards do not have aura.
Spurs, aside from Wembanyama, have the least aura.
But Wemby brings enough aura. I think it's like you're looking at like the Wizards or something.
I think the Jazz do have some aura though. Jordan Clarkson, Keontae George.
Yeah, youthful.
Lowry Markkanen has some.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. That's true.
Some reserve.
I think we're looking at the Wizards or Hornets at the bottom then.
The Wizards though, I mean, Poole, Kuzma.
No.
Danny Avdija.
Poole wishes he had aura.
Yeah.
He was in my dream last night. I had a dream about Jordan Poole.
Yo, fun fact.
Really? Tell us about it.
Yeah, tell us about your dream.
Well, I don't remember a lot. I had a lot of dreams last night, but I remember that he was like, I was like fighting. We were in a brawl.
Y'all were fighting?
I remember.
Who won?
Did you look like Draymond Green?
I remember I was like make that joke. Fucking, like I had his face in my hands. I was like shaking it.
Yo. He had his face. Okay, interesting. I had some like rough dreams about waking up for registration last night. Woke up multiple times.
Registration is a nightmare. Like, no business being a nightmare, but it is. Like,
would you rather guard Jordan Poole or have a 12:30 registration time and you wake up at 1:30?
I can say that. Oh, no. I was going to say I've done one of those, but.
Yeah, I know. That's
except
what I'm
saying. Except for the waking up at 1:30. Honestly, if you're registering at 12:30, you may as well just wake up at 1:30.
Would you rather have Jordan Poole splash a 40-foot three in your face or wake up for your registration?
That, the first one.
Would Jordan Poole wake up for a 10 a.m. registration slot?
Does that change the course of my life? Like, it doesn't, like, embarrass me or anything.
Get some clout, actually.
If Jordan Poole hits a 40-footer in my face, I'm like, all right. Good
would
on you.
Would it be in your face if it's 40 feet away?
That's the other thing. If I'm all the way out there, he might as well hit it in my face because I'm playing back.
You think Jaron McCain is waking up for a 10 a.m. registration slot?
No. Jaron McCain doesn't have registration slots. Jaron McCain's pre-registered. He's got his own path figured out.
Yeah, no, he's got it done. We should talk about college, I guess. We haven't spoke about it.
Oh, yeah.
Foul Edie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Edie.
No one's a fan of him.
I mean, I'm a little fan. Small fan.
Yeah,
because you thought he was Filipino. Or was that Owen? Who thought he was Filipino?
Owen convinced me he was
Filipino.
I thought
he was.
Half a day.
I read something that he was. Guess I didn't. Though.
He convinced me for half a day, and then I found out he was Chinese.
Yeah,
but that half a day was a glorious day.
After that national championship, the word Foul Ming was trending on Twitter.
Yeah. Foul Ming.
Yeah.
What do you think of Zach Edey in the NBA?
I think he's going to be... I think he'll make a roster and is going to play decent minutes for a while. But he's just never going to be... Like, he's just not, doesn't have the bag or the skill set of a guy.
Chanel
that's
shoulder
like
bag good. Type of guy. Yeah. Not much space in there.
Who's your player comp?
For him?
Yeah.
Zubac. Everybody's been saying Zubac.
Oh, I like that.
Kind of has the same fade, too.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it.
His fade comp is probably Zubac.
That's crazy.
He's or tall, comp. Though. Zubac is not.
Right, this, according to NBA Draft Room, wow, this is hilarious. A bigger Zubac with some Boban, Yao Ming with a little less size and mobility, and a plus-sized Eric Montross. Eric Montross.
That, like,
that's crazy. Who even is he? My ball knowledge is getting tested.
I mean, he would be valuable on certain teams for sure. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to be a great player, but he'll definitely be needed and used.
I really am a fan of Jared McCain, though. I'm not going to lie.
I like Jared McCain. I think it's hilarious that people turned on him because he painted his nails.
Yeah, that's absurd.
Like, people are just as insecure as possible. They're finding new ways to be insecure. And it's manifesting in a hatred for a man who is way better than them at basketball, but does wear nail polish.
There's got to be some other dudes in the league that wear nail polish.
Surely.
Also, Kyle Kuzma?
No, Jordan Poole?
What's his name?
That's Jeremy Sohan?
Sohan
type deal.
I saw somebody rocking the all-black nails. I don't remember who it is.
Probably Jeremy McCain.
Is it Vander Blue?
Oh, he was in the connection.
I know. That's
Yeah. Vanda.
Vanda Blue. Yeah, we can tell you about our new theory, which is that everybody whose last name ends with an A is Isaac Bonga is the example we used, who's an NBA player. We said that his name is probably Isaac Bonger, and it's been shortened to Bonga. And
Bomber.
Owen and I were going back and forth saying names that we thought fit into that pattern. So, we got Isaac Bonger, we got Mo Bomber.
Okay.
We got...
Oh, that's where it came from.
Yeah, Mo Bomber.
It came from the connection.
Well, we should...
Yeah.
So, whatever. Feel free to call in if you can think of
it. If you think of an NBA player whose name ends in an A.
We would be more than happy to convert it.
So does that go both ways then? The guy who's have ER is actually the A.
Oh.
Well, who's Isaiah Ryder?
Dennis Scroda.
It's weird. The Scro.
That's how you say it. Dennis Scroda.
Scroda.
I just call him Dennis Scrotum because of Flight Reacts. So. My bad.
Gotta get Flight Reacts on the show one day.
I don't think Flight has any clue what Tufts is.
Tufts is
would Flight wake up for a 10 a.m. registration slot?
Tufts is like, what? What's Tufts?
Which NBA player, this is actually kind of a good question. Which NBA player currently in the NBA right now do you think is most likely to have gone to Tufts?
Oh, I like that. Has gone to Tufts.
Like in their vibe.
Like visited or like
Duncan?
I feel like the easy answer is like Duncan Robinson, just because he started at Williams.
Jimmer Fredette.
Nah.
The thing is, it can't be anyone that good. It's got to be somebody bad.
Yeah.
Who was never good. Like Duncan Robinson is a perfect answer.
Yeah. That's a good answer. Pat Spencer on the Warriors.
I don't know. Kylan Boswell.
There's got to be Sam Hauser or something.
Yeah.
Sam Hauser.
I'm noticing.
Jake Lehman. Amir Coffey? No, probably definitely.
I think Amir Coffey's too good. That's the problem.
He's too good.
What would Amir Coffey get from Kindle Room?
Coffee. Amir Coffey.
He would just get black coffee.
Yeah, just straight black
coffee. Would he jumbo cash or meal swipe?
You think all he eats, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all he's drinking is coffee.
Well, just coffee cake. All sorts of coffee things.
Coffee cake. All brown fit.
Yeah, and he's on the bench not drinking Gatorade.
He and Jimmy got a collab on that
American Express black card.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying. He has Ricola cough drops in his pocket.
He's always got a terrible cough. He's just, yeah.
His breath reeks of cough.
I'm putting on my story for people to give me crazy NBA takes to see if we can boost engagement.
Let's see.
Sort of covering your face, Sam. It's alright.
It's alright.
I want to also touch on, since we were talking about college a little bit, we have to talk about the women's game because
yeah,
so
that
good.
Was so exciting.
I think that the women's tournament was just better this year.
It was.
So
it was way better.
So much better.
There's just more like, because now in the men's tournament, or just NCAA men's college basketball players in general, are transferring so often and they're like being held back. They're playing 8 years in college. People don't care anymore about. Like, there's no big names. There's no stars in college basketball anymore.
No big coaches anymore.
Really. And they're also, I mean, like, they're just, personalities have been cultivated better in the women's game right now.
Yeah.
And that's just how it is. Yeah. Like, everyone cares more about watching the women's game. Unless you hate, you're just a hater.
You hate
like,
women.
If you're just, if you're just, like, a generational hater, then you like
I
will never
yeah I love that everyone has like opinions on the teams now. It's just something I've never heard, and that's because like I mean honestly, like when I watch Caitlin Clark, there's so many things that I'm just like, I hate that, I hate how she treats her teammates, but that's just because she's becoming this player that's like, she's so good and I respect her game so much and I just love to watch it. But I do, and that, like I might, like I root for teams. It's like, it's becoming like such an actual.
Yeah,
I've who's never, got the
and
first
I think, and I'm gonna watch her in the NBA, like I'm the WNBA. I'm just gonna be like
for sure.
Indiana has the first pick. Indiana Fever.
Maybe yeah, and Aaliyah Boston plays for the Indiana Fever too. So that's going to be like
that's a really cool good team. But, I think also like I feel like the ending of her college career, having it not end in a ring, like kind of continues the
Also people were
Hunger?
Like
Caitlin Clark Hunger,
that's a stain on her record or whatever, but no, like she's incredible.
Her record's
most
golden.
Points ever, like,
her most points ever.
Yeah, what a stain on her
she record. Her average distance, I looked at this the other day, her average distance on 3-pointers is like 27 feet, which is insane because that means you're only shooting from 4 feet behind the line, 5 feet behind the line.
I saw they were trucking around the idea of redoing the Sabrina versus Steph and then doing Caitlin versus Klay.
Klay's washed. Caitlin might take that one out.
Klay's gonna get packed.
I think.
Caitlin, I mean, Klay Thompson is probably one of the best three-point contest people.
Yeah,
ever.
I was about to say three-point contest.
I feel like in his
because he has like one of the best forms of all time.
Stand up, catch and shoot. Like he.
Caitlin Clark has a form that's like can be subjected to fatigue. Like Klay Thompson's form is like not
robotic.
It's no legs.
It's robotic.
It's like the most perfect form you could ever imagine.
Okay, so I'd probably back Klay. Never mind.
Okay, over Klay's last 5 games, 10 for 16 from the field, 12 for 23, 7 for 17, 11 for 15, 5 for 14. He's
wait, what are
he's
we
hot
looking?
Right now.
What's
Klay.
His three? What's his threes made?
Klay, 50%, 46%, 25%, and 67%.
He's not totally washed, but he's definitely showing flashes of
change.
Washing.
He's had a role change.
Of washeredness.
Yeah.
Like he's not that second guy.
11, 13, 23s over his last 4 games.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's fair.
I feel like he'd be so good at that game where you throw rings onto the glass bottles at the at the carnival.
Go.
NBA players would be really good at skee ball.
Which NBA players would be the best carnies?
Jonas Valanciunas.
Yeah, he kind of looks like a carny. He's got.
Yeah.
He looks like kind of like. He would read your palm or something.
Have you seen Thunderstruck?
I haven't seen Thunderstruck.
There's
but
a
I know
scene,
the premise.
There's a scene in it where the kid that like gets the power from Kevin Durant, like when he's just discovering that he has his power, he's like at a carnival and they're doing that basketball game where it's like impossible, it's like rigged to make it, and he's like with this girl and he's like trying to like pull this girl. And he starts sinking these threes on this like carnival game from like way back. It's like, what? I'm like Kevin Durant.
What's funny is like Kevin Durant couldn't do that.
No.
So he's like,
it's so random.
He gets the power of Kevin Durant and he can just do impossible tasks.
He's like not even trying to make it. It's like going in.
Yeah. That's what I love about like the movie Like Mike is the same way where he like he gets I don't know if you've seen Like Mike, but the premise is that he gets that he, like, it's this, I think he's an orphan, I don't know. He's like, he sees these shoes that are just like really beat up and they say MJ on them or something like that.
Yeah,
turn out to be like Michael Jordan's shoes. And then he plays like Michael Jordan, but he's like, he's tiny and is like dunking on NBA players. Like, he has abilities that Michael Jordan doesn't have at all. It's just hilarious to watch that movie back again. Also because it's Bow Wow.
Love that movie.
So guys, I'm actually so stupid. I put, give me crazy NBA takes with questions, yes or no.
Oh, boy.
That is going on.
Yes.
But I do have one if you guys want to.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, what is it?
It's from my homie Ben. Hopefully he's listening. His take is Jalen Brunson MVP, Jalen Brunson first team NBA.
Jalen Brunson, I mean, MVP for sure not. He's not going to be first team either.
Second team?
Second team,
second
yes.
Second team, yes.
Yeah. Second team, should maybe. Shoo-in. Yeah.
Should be.
He has to be.
I don't think he's getting over Shea or Luka.
Yeah, he can't get first team.
We were talking about this yesterday.
He just can't be. He's not better than Shea or Luka right now. No.
When does the MVP come out?
Like during the playoffs.
There's one more part. Suns to Western Conference Finals.
No.
I would get really upset if that happened.
It's not going to happen, dude.
I don't think that'll happen.
I don't think the Suns, like, looking at the Western Conference, the Suns are just not one of those teams.
Do we think
they're streaky?
Do you think Jokic is just a shoe-in for MVP at this point?
No, hope it's Luka.
I want it to be Luka so bad.
I hope it's Luka.
I think it's got to be Luka.
Even Jokic probably wants it to be.
The way I'm approaching it right now, I said this to Matthew earlier, is like, I'm just not going to look at anything about it. I'm not going to look at what anybody says about MVP race. I'm not going to look at any of the updates. And just hopefully when it comes out, it's Luka. And that's how I'm going to treat it. Because I feel like it's going to be Jokic, because that's just how things look right now.
I wouldn't be mad if it was Shea either.
I would not be mad at all. I just don't want it to be Jokic.
I want Shea.
I think it should be Luka, but if it's Shea, I would love that.
I'd be so happy. Get Tatum out of those talks.
So. First of all, I'd like to thank you guys for voting me MVP. I've had a lot of hard work this season. It's been a grind.
Of course, dude.
I'll happily take the award. Thank you. I think that first team is a tough one for JB, but
for who?
He deserves like some sort of award that is not named.
Yeah,
Jalen Brunson,
like toughest player.
Is that who's not the MVP? Jason Tatum get that award too, though. Like
Jason Tatum?
Are you kidding?
He doesn't deserve.
Jason Tatum deserves softest, charming, soft player.
In terms of a dude who's put up ridiculous numbers for like the last six years.
I see what you're saying.
But no, I'd rather give Brunson that award. Don't get me wrong.
Like, I see what you're saying, Brunson,
a lot more than like Tatum.
Yeah.
It's like the, oh, really good. Like any other year where Luka, Shea, or Jokic weren't in the league, you probably would win MVP. But
fit that all on a plaque.
Yeah.
And we got an award.
Let's see what Tatum can do with this insane team he has here in the playoffs. And if he can't win, it's just over for me.
They should make the finals.
If they don't make the finals.
If they don't make the finals, it's a bust. Oh, if they don't win the finals, it's a bust, because they have to. There's no, like, every team obviously is striving to win a finals. They have the best situation possible to win a finals. And I don't think they're going to do it. And if they don't do it, how much? They couldn't get better than this. Like, what could they do? They'd have to strip the whole team down.
Also, Drew Hall, $135 million, 4 years.
Yeah, like, they've sunk too much into
money.
This.
I mean, how much longer do they have Porzingis for?
Porzingis is huge. I mean, Porzingis is the type of guy that they might be able to do it with him and Drew Holiday. They just have unfair lineup.
They have him until 25, 26.
Because people counted Porzingis out way too early. Like, he's been really good. He's never dropped off.
Yeah. And he's getting paid.
Especially last year and this year, he's been incredible. He's still averaging 20 points a game
getting paid $36 million a year right now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I think, I do want to touch back on this Suns thing. What is a successful run for the Suns? I feel like it's
it depends on if you compare it to get. Depends on you compare it to what people had expected going into the season versus what they expect now, seeing that they're in a play-in spot.
I think with the Suns, it's like they put together this crazy team. Like, come on. Like, they're obviously trying to win the championship, and I don't think they're going to get that close, to be honest. I think they're just going to have a pretty failure of a season.
Oh, I don't know,
I think it has to be. It has to be conference finals or bust. But does it look Does it look bad if you make the play-in and you get bounced in the conference finals? No.
No.
But on paper, if you look at the team, look at the fact they made the play-in, and then they made the conference finals, it looks a bit
crazy. Score. I mean, we have playoff KD firing.
Yeah.
We have deep Devin Booker. And then maybe Bradley Beal.
Nurk's been great.
Nurkic in the mix. Grayson Allen on his school shooter vibes.
Eric Gordon still hooping.
Grayson Allen's good.
Yeah, he looks great.
They could beat like the Timberwolves, maybe. They could beat like.
This is my take with the Timberwolves. Anthony Edwards is going to go insane.
You've been going on about this.
I'm telling you, bro. This is the season. Yeah. Everyone's going to be like, oh my God, this guy is like a top player. He's better than Jason.
Yeah.
He's going to be like.
So good.
This is where he's going to take off and show that he's really a quality player that can step up to the occasion. This is what I think is going to happen.
Like, do we think he's underrated?
I do think he's underrated.
I think he's pretty properly rated right now because I think he's rated so highly.
He is rated so highly, but I think...
He'll probably make second team. He should make second team.
Well, if he makes second team...
Who else is up there?
Brunson and...
And Anthony Edwards.
I mean,
Steph.
No, he's
Steph's
a shooting
probably
guard.
Third team.
Donovan Mitchell? Probably makes it over.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if Donovan... I mean, I guess their team's
It could
good.
Be D-Mitch and Steph for the third team.
I don't know. Maybe it will be Anthony Edwards. You're right. If he's second team, then he's definitely not
26.3 points, 5.5 rebounds, 5.2 assists.
Is this Anthony Edwards?
Yeah, 46 from the field. 36 from the three, 83 free throw. And he's gone up in everything since last year.
Wow.
Who's going to win MIP? Cat
coming back.
MIP? Maxie?
Kobe White?
Kobe White.
Oh, MIP. Yeah. I want it to be Kobe White. Let's look at the odds.
Yeah, what
if they win a playoff? If they win,
Kobe White's been crazy.
Kobe White's
been crazy. Jalen Green's been good. He's definitely not up there though.
No, Maxie's favored.
Really? I guess
he's been carrying.
Maxie's been crazy.
I want it to be Kobe White, but Maxie's favored. Scotty Barnes in second, and then Kobe White.
I didn't even know
Shane
Scotty Barnes was in conversation.
This is kind of a weird year for MIP. Every year,
it's like it ends up being a starter.
I know, but most improved player is usually like a. Cut and dry. Like there's one or two guys who are definitely gonna get it.
Maxie's heavily favored. Like we're looking at -1300.
He was already good last year. But it's kind of hard for me to remember if he was that good last year. What were his stats?
He came off the bench. It was just that Harden left.
Yeah, wait. Just pull those up.
No, he didn't come off the bench. Wasn't he still starting even when Harden was there?
He was a shooting guard. Yeah.
Yeah, he was still starting. I mean, last year he averaged 20. He averaged 23-3 on good shooting. And this year he's averaging 26 on good shooting.
It's a leap.
That is a leap. And, I mean, he's carrying this team to the playoff spot.
Oh, I like the Jalen Williams for most improved.
Yeah, that's what I thought would be most improved.
Jalen Williams.
That's
good.
Where is he? Is he far down?
He's, according to covers.com, he is third with... +7,500.
I guess he's averaging 19, 4-4.
But ridiculous splits.
Yeah, and he's also
he's
on a team where a guy gets 30 points every single night.
And
literally,
he's elite.
So.
He's shown me this.
He's
season
sick.
That he can be like.
I love Jalen Williams.
Yeah,
big fan of Jalen Williams. Shooting what like 43 from the three.
Is Kuminga up there? Is he?
Yeah, they have him. They have him at fifth. Yeah.
Ninja.
Or fourth. Kuminga.
All right, we gotta read a quick PSA before we go.
Rip it.
Go for it.
I could just rip it now.
Yeah,
rip it.
Just a short one. Okay, this is interesting. Whoa, let's not take this the wrong way, guys, but we do anything for kids, yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Learn how you can help and end childhood hunger at feedingamerica.org, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Serious topic.
Very serious.
For our last segment, should we throw out some Would You Rathers, like back in the old days?
Yeah, let me think of a good one. Okay. What do we think if... Hmm. Would you rather? This was a tough one. Very tough one, I think. Would you rather Marc Gasol, if Pau Gasol was his teammate every game, so he's playing with the power of brotherly love?
Yeah.
Or Sabonis with Jokic hype.
With Jokic hype, but like, what about the same skill and stuff?
No, the same Sabonis. Just like everybody thinks he's like insane.
You know, which
like,
he is.
You know, like when like Jokic is like 1 second on the shot clock, you know he's just gonna like sink it. Like you know, Sabonis is just gonna.
Okay, so he's like, but he's got, but it like it's true. It's not like a false.
Yeah, okay,
hype.
He has like that Jokic gene.
Yeah, he's got like the X factor. Yeah.
He'll pull it off the last second, but he does not.
He's got
the
same
on
like
parade.
Play style and everything, but he's like got the Jokic like winnable.
Yeah, but he wants to go on parade. He does want to go on parade.
Okay. I mean, the Gasol brothers is two players that are really good, so I'm going to definitely take the Gasol brothers. But
I guess, yeah.
That's intriguing, though. What about, would you take Jalen Williams, but he has to wake up in the morning? He's on the West Coast, and he has a 10 o'clock.
Oh,
he has a 10 o'clock registration time. So he has a 7 a.m. registration time. And on top of that,
or he's waitlisted from France.
He's waitlisted in two of the classes, so he needs to add on two extra classes.
So he's searching live.
But what's his major? What's his major?
His major. Let's say his major is a tough major. Like a lot of people are doing this major.
Like communicate, like finance.
No, let's. Like I was gonna say, like we'll go finance. We'll throw out finance. That's a common major. He's a finance major. He's got four. He's got six classes total on his docket. And two of them he's waitlisted for, so and he can only end up with
finance and entrepreneurship minor.
Yeah, that's the situation.
And a bio major.
Or the problem with would you rather is I already get the first one so fleshed out, and then I got. But here, hold on.
The first one.
Or so it's Jalen Williams or it's Jaylen Brown, who's like kind of upgraded Jalen Williams right now, although Jalen Williams is like on that track. Jaylen Brown, but he's 5 years older. He's on Ozempic. Which has side effects probably make it hard to play basketball.
Oh my god.
But at the same time, he's hit his stride in life, other than that. So he's feeling great. He's on Ozempic and he's feeling great. But he's 5 years older. He feels younger, 30, like 31. Mentally he's feeling much younger.
Is he thinking about getting an MBA?
No, he's good academically and professionally, he's good.
Okay.
But he's feeling great.
Is
like,
he working
he feels
at, like,
the best.
He's working at like Bain or like he's like some consulting like.
Well, he's working at the National Basketball Association.
Does he have any internships?
You're taking them not like
yeah,
in
what
a
does
fight.
His resume look like?
What are his like skills? Are they endorsed?
He is skilled in Excel and PowerPoint and Word.
Okay. Oh, this is tough.
Can he speak what languages?
I think we might have to just take. Unfortunately, we're following the theme of
he's generally proficient
of struggling at an internship in the U.S. at our age. But I think we might have to take Jalen Brown just because of his experience.
Maybe.
Also, Jalen Williams gonna be tired.
I would say
Jalen Williams. Jalen Williams.
Here's why I would say Jalen Williams because he's thinking.
I wish it was Jalen Williams.
He's so angry about this situation that he's about to do.
He's driven by anger.
Plus, he's young and spry.
And he's getting up early in the morning for class registration. He's staying up. He's got the whole day ahead of him. He's grinding.
Well, this is the night before, I'm saying.
This is the night before.
The game that they're playing, this one-on-one game that they're playing, is the night before.
It's like the game of being locked in. Who's more locked in?
Wait, but when's his registration?
The next morning at 7
before
in the morning.
Before the game?
No, at 7 in the morning.
That's the game?
No, his game. Okay, his game is at 10. His game will end at, let's say his game will end at 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But that's at the stadium. It ends at 11:30.
He's not getting home until like 1 or 2.
He's not getting home until
late. The next morning he's got registration.
He's got registration at 7. And it's a big deal. He's got to like really take it seriously.
So the game is before it.
Dang.
Game is before
so he's stressing during the game.
He's stressing during the game, yes. But he's also
is he
younger.
Is he checking assists at halftime?
I would still take.
He's younger.
So say Jalen Brown.
Okay, then let me add a dimension to it. At halftime, he checks assists. And one of the and those two courses that were waitlisted are now open.
Oh, he's
so now he's like
I'm taking.
So that's at halftime.
Yeah. That's like.
So
a,
does he have enough in the tank to pull it away? Pull away in the
I
second
think he
half.
Locks it in.
I think that's like a halftime speech, but without like the speech, it's just like the motivation. So like
a huge cloud has been cleared.
Yes. Yeah. I agree. I'm gonna go.
I've got one.
Okay,
I was thinking about this earlier. I'm thinking about like Jaron McCain, right? He gets drafted. Like, where would I least want him to end up?
Wizards.
Okay. I was going to say, do I want him to be paired with Jordan Poole on the Wizards and Kuzma? So or the Celtics?
Celtics, he would just, they would never be able to get him. Because he's just, like, too high a prospect for that.
No, but I'm saying, like just, like, personnel-wise, like, media-wise, like, where would you, for yourself, as an NBA media consumer, where would you least want him to end up?
Where would you least want him?
Yeah, Celtics would smother his aura.
But I think
yeah, his aura.
He would become hated so quickly if he was a Celtic.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
If you paired them three light-skinned dudes together, hate would just be thrown at them at all times. So that would be terrible as well.
That would be bad.
I think I know, like, a good team.
The Lakers. Oh, my God.
The Lakers.
That would be really frustrating.
No, I thought that would be kind of cool.
Oh,
he's like a Lakers type guy.
He is like LA, like Hollywood
kid. Him out with that other dude.
He's kind of a Warriors type guy though too.
Yeah,
a little bit. But I'm saying, like, where would I least want him to end up? Like, in terms of, like, consuming the media and having Jaron McCain, like, thrown at me for, like, it would just be so frustrating to see the Lakers glazing and Jaron McCain. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
Lakers would probably be the worst.
And like the Celtics, like, Jaron McCain throwing a lob to Jason Tatum, like,
Celtics would be so boring. Celtics I would just hate, like, them so much.
It would be more like Jaron McCain makes TikTok with O'Shea Brissett.
O'Shea,
the Thunder would be fun. The Thunder would be fun. It wouldn't be cringe. It'd be fun.
Yeah, Thunder would be
probably
cool.
The best location.
Yeah,
Thunder's like the best location to send any young guy.
Yeah. That is top aura, I think, in the league right now. Is Thunder.
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
I agree with that.
I love the Knicks aura though.
They're on that slimy.
Knicks got dog aura.
Knicks have such good aura.
Knicks have
top tier aura.
Lovely aura.
The Pistons aura.
Garbage.
The Pistons have more, like, rags to riches potential. Aura.
Oh, if the Knicks still had Taj Gibson, we'd be best aura in the league.
Did I send you the video today of
Theo Pinson, best aura.
There's a guy I saw a video today. He made a diss track on a Detroit sign that got put up outside of Detroit. Like, a full on diss track about a sign on the side of the freeway, and it just says Detroit. I'll send this afterwards, but it is crazy.
What does he say? He doesn't like the sign.
He just I'm not gonna say it because there's a lot of cursing in it, but he's complaining about where they put it, the color of it, like which side of the road that it's on. Like,
what side of the road it's on? Ridiculous. Can I add on to this question?
Yeah.
The best and worst locations for DJ Burns to land.
Well, he's not going
to. Okay. Assuming he gets drafted.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to say the best would be. I want to say, like, the best in terms of development would be the Nuggets, but I don't think that they can recreate a Jokic.
No, I don't think he's the best in terms. I think it's the Heat.
I was going to say the Heat, too.
I like that.
The Heat are so good at developing guys, especially like that, who are, like, willing. Well, I don't know, because they're good at developing guys who are, like, ready to work. If he's ready to sit on it, like, he's ready to not work.
Put him under Tibbs. Tibbs will have him running.
Yeah.
But he won't be able to put.
He'll collapse.
He'll
keep up, yeah.
That's
collapse
true. That's under true.
Tibbs will kill him. Tibbs would
kill him. That on
but
the court,
in
like,
terms
please.
Of aura, like, if you could just put him out there for 5 minutes a game and he doesn't have to go to practice, then he would be
great. What about the Pistons?
That would be terrible.
Isaiah Stewart.
Clippers would probably be the worst team in the league to put him on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the Clippers have, like, the least
aura.
I mean,
no, we have family aura this year. We got, like, chemistry aura.
We have
got
way more chemistry.
Russell Westbrook's kindness, brotherhood aura.
Yes, yeah. We have kindness aura coming kindness straight aura. From Russell Westbrook's bones.
Locked in. Y'all are locked in.
Yes.
We got locked
this
in
is
aura.
This is the best aura we've had, but it's still, like, you don't want to put, like, any young guys, you don't want to put on the Clippers. They're never going to play, and they don't have, like, any, like, fun.
I'm thinking Minnesota.
Atmosphere.
That's DJ Burns lined up next to Naz Reid would be great.
Oh, that's sick.
They have a
That'd
lot
be great
of bigs.
I love Naz Reid.
I love Naz Reid.
Big Naz Reid fan.
Shout out to Naz Reid. Hopefully you're listening.
Warriors killer.
Just to remind you, Naz, this is Airball. Listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Memphis House Freeform Radio. I don't know if somebody's coming in after, so I think we just stay until someone kicks us out. But yeah. I think those are some good destinations. I was also trying to think about more college bars. Camila Cordoza.
Cardoso?
Cardoza? How do you
Cardoso.
Say
what about Juju Watkins?
Yeah, Juju Watkins.
Matthew, you want to explain your connection to Juju Watkins?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, Juju and I. So, I.
First name basis, by the way.
Yeah. Juju, I coached her in eighth grade. I was her counselor, actually. And, you know, I taught her a few things. She always would come up to me after practice. She's like, hey, like, today you were just, like, inspired me to be the best I could be. I just want you to know if I ever, you know, I'm, like, playing at USC or anything, like, I, I,